the Mishnah Berurah first. Sif Aleph. Mishnah Berurah. Chotzer. Mishnah Berurah first. Klal advoim anamorim b'sima zehu kach. The klal of this simon is azoy. Fisha shiuri chazal shekol odom hu tzorech lishtamash b'kol yoim. Every person needs every day sosayim mayim lilchitz bohem ponov yodav raglav shayin yonim. A person needs a sosayim of water, of wastewater. That means he's going to make a sosayim, not to drink, he's going to make a sosayim of wastewater. When you finish with your water, you'd like to get rid of it, so you'll just throw it out into the Rishus HaRabim or the Karmelis. So most menschliche people, the first place they'll throw it will be to their own chotzer. So that's all right. The Chazal said, if you got a big garden, so when you're finished with your wastewater, you throw it into the garden. If the garden is dalad amas al dalad amas, isn't very big, as big as this, bigger than this table, a square. If you have such a garden, you'll throw your wastewater into there. And by the time you use up a sasayim on Shabbat, and by the time it comes tomorrow, it'll be already nivla bekarka, and you'll have room for tomorrow's ground. Every day you'll use what you need. A sasayim is about as big as this. So I brought this here before. I'll show you in a second. No. A sasayim is as big as this. A sasayim is about as big as a mikveh is 40 saw, which is an amma al amma with 3 ammas. It's 40 saw. A sasayim is about as big as this. You see in the room in a minute. Yeah? We're not talking about a base sasayim. A base sasayim is as big as Moshe Gadol's car park there. Because that is where you plant seeds of this amount. That's why it's called a base sasayim. You have so much seeds, and you plant it in that thing. That's called a base sasayim, where you plant so many seeds. But the actual shear of a saw is about half as big as that. Sasayim is 2 saw. So that's how much water you'll need for to wash your hands, whatever, to wash your face and your feet, even on Shabbos. So you're going to throw it into the chotzer. V'kimen shekein, if you throw in your chotzer, you're all right. If your chotzer has dalad al dalad, v'kimen shekein ein makdein sheyitzel chutz dafka, and even if the walls of your chotzer are not so well made, and it'll seep underneath straight away underneath the barrier of your fence, it doesn't matter. You didn't want it to go dafka outside because you could. It should stay there. Aval, if you got a very, very little chotzer, so in the winter, this whole thing doesn't apply. Because in the winter, anyway, your thing is full of rain and everything, a bit more water won't make such difference. But we're talking about your moisa chama in the sun, and you'll leave it there. If you've got a small chotzer, you'll be a bit miss to put all. To put this amount of water onto your dalad al dalad. Less than dalad al dalad is so small. What will you do? So you'd very much like it to go outside. You're very happy that it goes and seeps outside. So it's, though you're not doing it, so when you put it on here and it seeps outside because you put it here, other you might, because you like it to go outside, you might go and make it go outside and finished.
Encourage it that way.
Yeah, Emu, you might next time say, oh, come on, this is so messy here, I'll put it straight outside. So you need a hacker to remind you not to do that. That's still not a Issa, because you put it here. Aber yesh ligzoi shema yishpach lehedim shesoros shesorabim. The kain so elasis lechot seguma shemachzekas sasayim. So the eitz is you have to make a loch. You have to make a loch in your garden which is machzik sasayim. So then at least you remember when I pour, I don't need to pour outside because I can pour into this loch. I've got a special loch, a drain system. For us, because yishpach letoich lechotze ena makpid aleim sheitzel lechutz kimen sheeshem leud leniach beguma v'leisanu chatzeru. If alken afilim yotzel lechutz, because it doesn't matter because really I don't mind if they go into this loch. So now, show a picture as well. So we have the mechaber telling you this is the problem. The problem is you're going to pour in Yosha Sayochid and it's going to go out because you've got less than dalad dalad, and then tomorrow you'll say, you might say on Shabbos, I'm not going to pour here, I'm going to pour straight out. So they say you shouldn't even pour inside unless you have this loch. So we have a few cases in the mechaber. So the first case is the mechaber. One case of the mechaber is if you've got dalad al dalad. Now, as you see, it's not dalad dalad. That is will be 2x4. It doesn't matter. Because here the idea is not like we had before, we should say yochid dalad al dalad tfochim. The idea is space, area. So the area, even 2x4 amas, you've got a big thing, it's also good. We were talking about dalad al amas. Dalad al amas, so you've got 2x4, 2x8 would also be good. Yeah. I mean, you've got dalad al amas. That's one case. But if you only have a small place, dalad al dalad, then you have to make a loch. Now the loch has to be about as big as this. Once you've got that loch over there, it's all right, because then you're pouring into there. Now, once you've got this loch, you can pour anywhere in the chotzer. Shtiklo. It's not going in the loch, and it might go out, because it's a hecker. The chiddush here is, it doesn't say how many people live in your house. And one person... It has a sign. So you've got 10 people, you should have 10 lochs. You should have 10 lochs. It doesn't say that. No, because the whole thing's a hecker. So it's mashwah. I wanted to see it before somewhere, I couldn't find it, but and Kamal Zuchir is right. The whole thing is a hecker. Each household has to have one, what's it called in English? A seeping tank. Seep tank. One seep tank where there they'll go, this space aside. You can either put it inside, or, what?
Septic tank.
Yeah, that's what they are. Yeah, because it's got chemicals that it should make things. But it's not mamash that. Or you can put it outside. Now, this is where they say, Chlo, you have to put it outside. In the Usha Sarabim. Now, once you're going to put it in the Usha Sarabim, you made a loch there. So this is already not so posh at this loch, because this loch will have to be not a Usha Sarabim. So, Pashtus, the hole to the loch is inside. The loch is inside, but you don't want a loch in your garden. So I say, I'll make a loch in the Shusarabim. Very nice. And that loch will become a Mokum Patul. So it has to be lower than 3 Tvachim.
Yeah.
And, yeah. And, of them straight, you can't make loch in the Shusarabim. You'll cover it with boards. So you'll cover it. Yeah. Cover it with boards. So you've got your own drain. So it looks like a drain. And you've got your own drain from the Shusarabim. Instead of having a loch in your place, you've got a pipe that goes straight out. And all these things, once you've got that, you're allowed to do whatever you want. Another case is, this one is Takadalad Adalad. But part of it is covered with a nachsadra. It's also good. Why is it good? Because under a nachsadra, you also don't care to put rubbish, water. So mele, it's all right. It's also like a chotzer, even though it's covered maybe, or it's part of more house. But it's not a house. It's nachsadra. Another case is where you have two people living in aliyas. Each one of them has, let's say, a 2x2. The water will flow together outside. So there also you can reckon... as a 4x4, even though really each person's only got 2x2.
That's not right, you need one person,
you've got
more person.
Yeah, no, but each household.
So
let's see, it's called a ukka. A cover. Yeah, because the Mishnah says you need a cover. If you put it outside, you have to make a cover called a kummer. Yeah, we'll see. There'll be a loch of wheat. Okay, is the loch.
It says 26 litres. 12 cabins.
26 litres is chasnish. The thing, you'll be good enough with 18 litres. Yeah. This is about 18 litres. We'll see the machaber. So the machaber. Sim machine in Zaint in Chotze Pachs Ma'abam Sivoy. We're going to see him. Sif Aleph. Chotze Shep Chusse Ma'alba Amas Hal Alba Amas. A Chotze which is less than Alba Amas. By four. Shus Mucha Lushu Sarabim. Because we'll see later, if it's next to a kamelis, then it doesn't matter. You're not pouring into a kamelis, you're pouring into your house. If you're pouring into a kamelis, we don't start making, tomorrow you'll forget, and you pull straight out into the kamelis. If your chotza is next to a kamelis, you're allowed to pour into your chotza. We don't make this gezeira. But if your chotza is next to a rishus harabim, you're not allowed to pour maim into the chotza in bimoisa chama. I don't care because anyway it's full of water. It will not seep in, it will not go into the karka and be gone in a few hours. It's as if you're shevuch shesarabim. That means you feel you're being shevuch shesarabim, and therefore you can forget and throw to shesarabim. You're not throwing to shesarabim, but you feel you're throwing into shesarabim because you know it's not going to stay. You know, because if it's haka chotzer, which has solid walls all round. And it can't seep out, then the din doesn't apply. The whole din only applies because you know it's going to follow into Shesarabim, because it'll go under the walls or seep out, then you're choshes that you'll taka do it straight in Shesarabim. Now the Gemara says how big that is. According to the Cheshbon of 40 saw is a mikveh, which is one amma by one amma by three ammas. So two saw is kol guma she chotzi amma al chotzi amma brum shleisha chumshe amma machzeka sasayim, which is half amma is three tochim. Chaim Noshe, this is three tochim, a centimeter more. So you got a three tochim by three tochim by a bit more than three tochim. We'll add another one. 3 2/5. Right, 3 2/5. A drop higher than this. Right, so it's 3 by 3. It's a bit longer anyway. Yeah, it is. It is that. This is 3 tefachim. This is Chaim Noshe. This holds 16 liters.
Right, 18.
No, you don't notice because if you think of the packets, they've got the packet. You say, how will you fit in 16 over here?
I thought you said 18 liters. 16 liters.
Is I don't remember. 18? You're at 18.
18.
No.
He said 26 is Chazal, 18 is Chaim.
I think it's 16. No, it's 16. It's 16 and 28. I'm sorry. 16 and a half and 28 and a half, about. Yeah. So, this is about 16 litres. This is big enough. Allah, that's how much water you use. You think you can't, it's very hard to be cheshbon volume. Say you can make it inside or you can make it outside. You have to cover it with woods. Now, one reason is possibly people shouldn't fall in it. It should remain a mokum p'tur. Zod the Mishabura. Base. She's more than just a rabbi, and I think she's more like Kamlis, then it's okay. Gimel. Be moist a hammer. So, other makbid a lichle chatzero in the stomach, nichele sheets a lechutz. So, if it's you do want it to go out. The whole gum of radin, sheocha la shanoisa, ba omka, ba rochba. It doesn't have to be dafka this size. It can be as long as that's the area, the volume of it. Virakshi, chalola, machseka, sosaim, it should hold sosaim. Bachut, tain, and besada chutze. Kedei. Today, that it should become a mokum p'tur. V'gam kedei shleir t'kol l'rabim. Now this, as it is a mokum p'tur. Why? I need another one. Sorry. No, you're right. Because if we say that, it's still not. That is exactly 3 tefachim high. Right?
Wow.
Right, gone a lot bigger. Sorry. This is 21 centimeters, making it, 22 centimeters. So this is 24 centimeters. It's even higher because it's 2/5 as well. All right. Moida.
Yeah.
That is 16 liters. Now you're happy. That is 16 liters.
That's a bit more like it.
Yeah, no, it's not because, it is. Because of width. So it's because this is 3 tefachim. So you got 3 2/5 and 3 by 3. This is 16 tefachim. Now this, as it is, if you'd have a loch like that in Rosh Hashanah, it's already a mokum p'tur. Till 3 tefachim, if it would only be like we made it before, it's all Rosh Hashanah because we say Rosh goes three high, till three low is all Rosh. But once you go lower than that, it's already Rosh Hashanah. So why does it say you need a lid? So the lid is full, because if you're going to leave it, it's going to get rubbish, and the rubbish is going to go up, and it's going to go higher. And it won't be a Mokum anymore. So you're throwing out of your Chotzer into Rosh Hashanah mamash. If this is below the ground, this is all below the ground. This is all below the ground. And you're going from your chotzer, and you're throwing into the thing, and it's going straight into there.
Yeah.
Now, if this will become higher because all the leaves will fill it, then it'll become not a Rosh Hashanah. Then you're throwing mamash into Rosh Hashanah. So you have to make sure it stays the loch, the size of the loch. So Kadeshe Bokim Ptur, you should cover it with a sorim, and only leave thin lines in between it, and then it'll stay this size. So those are the machabah. Vigam Kadesh Leit Kol Lerabim, also you have to cover it, people shouldn't fall in it. Zain, Shetei Mokim Ptur, Dali Dea Kisu, Mistalek Oysa Mokim Shtamash Rabim, people won't use it. Vine, Begavne, Shetzir Bago, Beloya Kisu, Gamke Mokim Ptur, Do Pochas Ma'aba Al-Arba, anyways, Pochas Ma'aba Al-Arba, Ele Penyala, Oysa Kakoes, Uke, Ref Shetit, Yeposim Shetit, Shetwachim Begoiva, if it'll go higher, but Yvotel Legabush Rabim, so make sure it stays that size, so that's why you should cover it. Vyipla Amayim, Zot the Machabim, Yodel Mokim. Once you made a loch, you can lishboich kol mashiyutze. That's the done. Because you'll remember either loch inside or the loch outside. You'll always remember how what to do, and therefore you're allowed to keep it. Now here's a bi'alocha, interesting bi'alocha. Bi'alocha says, one thing is, the first bi'alocha says that you have to make sure that the loch, that this has to be below ground, which means that it will only go into Shus Rabim once, even in your chotzer, if it's below ground, it's the loch which goes and takes it outside. You're allowed to have a loch that takes it outside, but it has to be, the loch has to be after this height, not in the middle of this height, because otherwise you've lost the whole thing. You have to have something which will hold this amount of water. But the second bi'alocha is interesting bi'alocha. Yipli amayim yodel mokim p'tor. But beis yosef b'shem orit v'isa, t'chalal agum anechshu kushis hayochid. So he learns it's rishus hayochid. D'kim and the pi agume b'toich hachotzav agume b'klal choy rishus hayochid. That means the entrance over here, you've got entrance on the bottom of your wall, going straight to this loch.
Yeah.
So bezoitz choyre rishus hayochid. So bezoitz choyre rishus hayochid. Rit kol rishus hayochid. Others call it a mokim p'tor. Others call it a mokim p'tor. Kim the prima godim and is okay. If it's a mokim p'tor, maybe you can go straight on. So this is magrishus hayochid, and this is all outside. This is outside over here. Yeah. So the prima godim's got a shayla. Maybe I can throw straight on. So Kim the thing says, how can you throw? What maskim? This is a mokim p'tor at the bottom because it's got the full depth. But if you're throwing from rishus hayochid onto here, this is still rishus harabim. This has got the boards on top. This is rishus harabim. So he's very unhappy with it. The bi'alocha that you should be able to pour onto it. Maida from there, so you can say I'm pouring. So either it is a rishus hayochid, depending how the loch is, or it's not a rishus hayochid, but it's a mokim p'tor. But to say it like the prima godim says, I can pour onto it. Im yesh sdak b'kisra aguma lishpoi chamayim yispatel mi mokim zeh lemal l'shem rishus harabim. It's again, you pour onto a drain, let's say. Just because it's going to go down a second later, but lemasa, you're pouring onto those bars as well. So those bars are rishus harabim. The drains must not be rishus hayochid, whatever. But it's not clear whether you're pouring onto like a woods, which is going to go down, is that pouring onto rishus harabim? In prima godim, it's a bit mashmah, it's not rishus harabim anymore. Frekta, why not? Mele, we had before when there's the whole people. That's what he says. If there's a kuma on top, like it's stated in the Gemara, you should put kuma, which means a whole thing on top, so rabim won't go there. It's rishus hayochid, a building on top. But if you put your two balls on top, why? The rabim will go there, still rishus harabim on top. That's the shayla in the bi'alocha. Right, yochel lishu bo kama sheyitza shtei mokim to, v'afile nismal, oh, ches, afile nismal emeu shabba shoyfer l'toycha dekima dimi deraisa les yisruya kim b'shoyver lehenu shesu rabim, rak shetiknu guma zeicha l'shabbas, shelo yishke v'shichem lehenu shesu rabim, kima dikera teya, your heka, shori, my time and ami to yilishu kama sheyitza. As much as you want, you don't have to, if this is full, it's full. Afshar guma sek shasem, vada yeitza nesemuchutz. V'nichali b'zeh gam shelo yistanu chatzer, afilich shori, komikam zuchal de esiz guva legal. And even if you come on Shabbos morning and it's full from Friday's water, it doesn't matter. You've got the heck, it's okay. So the mechaber, right at the bottom line, vim eina machzekas sasayim. So you haven't got the heck, lo yishruch v'klal. But if yes, bechotza alba alba, filo orch v'katin. Anyway, you manage to make 16 square amas, or you be moisak shomim, where you don't care about your chotza because you're in a small chotza. Muta lishruch v'kol mashiyutza. Now. The chotzer achsadre, if you have a chotzer, which is made up of half a chotzer, half achsadre, perish. Baish, yeshu, shulish, tfanas, vodifu, vishu, mili, modelis, eina, magavis, kolike. It hasn't got a proper door there. Elo, bruch, vishu, baish, kule, pomish, oisim, le, ama, arms, patsim, kam, asigam. Maybe it's got two things on the side to make it a bit separate from the rest of the chotzer. Kach, perish, orish, patsim, makos, yoshuva. Shein, beechem, and levada, bombs. Each one's only 4x2, let's say. Oh, but together they make 4x4. But self in amateur measure, then it's okay. You got 4x4, because achsadre is also not a place where you care to have dirty water. If you have two maziv, see the Chaznish says even in a proper floor, if it's going to be 4x4 and it's going to be concrete, it's also also. Because it has to be soil where it's going to be nivla the kalka. Otherwise, what's also oifkati? Because it's 4x4. It's also it's all going to stay there. Yeah. And here's well state klur that when you're talking about a maziva, this case, which is the mechaba says it, the mechaba doesn't say it over only the chaznish because it's poshet l'chor. You got a floor which is a koilet. So, but here it's very likely it's not absorbent. So here already the mechaba says. The Mugrimor says, if you got alem maziva shagroya maim livloya behem, it's made out of that kind of material which is saps in the water. Imem smucha zuluzum, it's taufin, you can be mistaruf too. But medwa mamurim bachotasim rishusorabim. The whole issa only starts if it's next to rishusorabim because we're frightened tomorrow you'll throw into rishusorabim. Avalim is smucha le kamelis, afilik tana halbein suyagim afilim isachama. As we state in this sif, the next sif says different. Zod de mishubura. Klal test Gilzrin and the Muslish was assigned the Shia Tash Rishon Lachalyim. So that's why you have to have a full Shia Sassim. Oich Vikatin Gensh, Oich Shmoy Namas, Oich Shtime, Kong Yashan Shia Vlaze, you got 16 square Amas, it's alright. Be Moisak Shomim, you don't care. Shane and Makila Lichal Seven Sam Shesachus, Vim Shon Nosham Achayim, Shiyu, Cinema Kalech, Vosish Gam Moisak Hama, other people, and we non, the other people won't say you're allowed to, they'll say, it's from the old rain, and even if it stopped raining, I mean, even when it's not raining, it still pours down the holes from the old rain. If you have causes is only 2x4, which it is absorbing the water, so they don't even have to be mamish. Touching, they can be next to b'toich arba amos. Mistaufin kilu mokemechem, can have arba amos la'avos. Mishleim shamyonin shesuram lehedin. It's okay. Aval lekamlis, felik shesmuchel shesuramim. Ein osuram shem gzeiru demazuzayin shesuram. Kamlis is shayachse. So there's no gzeiru in the families. I feel if you do throw in the kamlis, it's only no it's a deraisa. Aba ein lekamon yashchokin, and they say you cannot hold the zavim. There's one wichtige nekuda here. B'shteit chaznishim l'shulchan ocharav. We're talking about you throwing over here, and you know it's going to go outside, and it's muta. There's no it's a deraisa because it's koychay. I'm throwing it here. This is alles taka if it's only going to go out from there to there because not koichoi. Because it rolls afterwards. But if you throw something, let's take an example. If you throw this onto here, and mikoich your koich, I'm going to throw this over here. This is what like that. Yeah. So then you're also. Zichos is a deraisa. It's issa deraisa. Because if you're megalgal, if you go like that, if you go like that. It's a chesed deraisa. So what's the whole matter? The thing is that is because you're throwing like that. So no good. You're throwing like that because it's slightly a thing. It's going to go out. But if you're going to throw like that, balachsin, it's going to go out. Even if you threw it here, that's no heter. It's even in a kamelis, all it is. It's issa. You're throwing out. Koyche. That's not called koyche. Yeah. That's not koyche. Yeah, that's not koyche. Be kamelis koyche which we matter. That is, it's yeah, you're doing it. Gufa, yeah. Koichoi is when it's come out because you put it in a such a place which made it go there. It's not the translation difficult. I'll use this.